please start us off by telling listeners about MeChantly, since it's a relatively new space.
Sure. My name is Mario Olvera. I am a co-owner of MeChantly. I'm also the art director. I've begun doing art lessons out of MeChantly. I'd like to start off by saying art and movement is our focus at MeChantly. We would like to make it an art and movement sanctuary. And try to bring as much of the core elements of hip-hop into our space and offer that to our youth and to our community.
Why is hip-hop such an important expression for our communities of color?
I can respond to that by saying, you know, hip-hop is a global language. You can find hip-hop anywhere in the world. And people have this tool, this medium to express, to connect, and to heal. It has been a healing tool for many decades now. So we just like to continue that healing that it had once brought to the community and just bring that essence back of healing.
MeChantly is also hosting a Día de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead celebration, this coming weekend. What are the plans for the event?
Hi, my name is Changa Hernandez. And yeah, this Saturday, we're going to do Baile de Calaca, the Skeleton Ball, which is going to be an event of all kinds of art. We're going to have a bunch of like hip-hop dancers. We're going to have Danza Azteca dancers also getting down, a live DJ. And importantly, we're also going to have a bunch of art that was donated by people that go to the space and by just a bunch of artist friends that we have. And we're going to like throw like an auction to, you know, raise money for the studio and just to like give a platform to like, you know, dancers and artists to like show off, you know, their skills and to really, you know, so that we can all like be artists together. And yes, it's happening on October 29th from 6 p.m. to midnight, actually. It's going to be a long event. I mean, the first 6 to 8 is going to be more like a showcase with, like, you know, dancers and, you know, band and music. And then after that, it's just going to be like a party vibe where we're just all dancing, having a good time and, you know, buying art.
It's going to be a lot of fun. But I also have in studios Julio Amida. How is it that you were able to come up with this idea of offering the space with programming?
I am the programming director at MeChantly. Basically, all of our programming, it's either involved with dance art, visual art, or spoken word or written art, right? So we teach, each of the owners here is a teacher as well as at the studio. I teach breakdancing. Changa teaches poetry, and Mario teaches art or urban calligraphy. But it's not only us who are the teachers, right? We have other teachers from different ethnicities. We have teachers from Vietnam. We have teachers like from Denver, teachers from Boulder. And we're very rooted with our Colorado teachers and giving them an opportunity to teach their crafts and their skills in a place like Boulder, who doesn't really have that type of diversity always in its communities, and it doesn't always have that type of representations in teachers for little Latino kids to see that they can also be dance teachers, or little kids from Vietnam seeing that they can write graffiti or write poetry with teachers that aren't always necessarily straight from here, right? Like, all three of us have roots in Mexico. We have roots in Texas. We have roots basically all over, right? But for us to show that to the next generation of youth is super important, and to create a more diverse world in Boulder is super important to us as well.
Please mention to us about your students that are going to be performing in a very high level competition.
Yeah, so besides just being the programming director, I am also the head breaking coach at MeChantly. I teach a group called Unit 22, who are a bunch of talented young individuals ranging from the age of 9 all the way to 17. And all of them are training to be in the either in the Youth Olympics or in the actual Olympics in 2024 in Paris. And they train really, really hard, and they have really big dreams and really big goals. And my job, which I love, is to help them reach these goals. And already this year, two of our students at Michantli were able to reach the national stage and ending in the top 20 spots in the country. But yes, that's also my other side job at the studio.
But I have a question for you, Mario Olvera, and it is about this concept of the Day of the Death. Originally is a Mexican or Mesoamerican holiday, which has since been adopted by other Latin American communities, including those based in the United States. How do different communities celebrate Día de los Muertos? And is there any particular way that is marked here, especially in Colorado, that you know?
Yes, I understand that in this time, lots of different families and cultures and from different backgrounds honor and celebrate their ancestors in their way, in their form, in their forma. And I've come to understand that this holiday that we know of as Día de los Muertos comes from such a rich culture and tradition, deep rooted in the ancient times of Mexica and Aztec times, where honoring ancestors was more than just 2 days, that it was actually two veintenas, which means 220-day months. And so it was 40 days of honoring ancestors, and beginning with small ceremonies, bringing light food and then little bit of flowers. And every ceremonia that we do would grow and grow and grow. And at the end of those 40 days, then we'd have the big celebration of what we now know of Mikailhuitl, which is just that time, the time of honoring ancestors, celebration.
Roots. How important are our roots? Who are the local artists that are going to be offering their art? And where can people find out more about this event?
I'm just blown away by the amount of support and contributions given by all of our family and friends, all artists' friends that have just shown so much love, donating art pieces, showing up to create art with us. It's just been a phenomenal movement all in all. We have a beautiful artist name, some by the name, some that don't want to be even recognized because
okay.
They're so humble, right?
And
we have a beautiful artist, a good friend of mine, Bryce Whittem, is actually one of the artists that I grew up just being so inspired. He used to do the chalkboards at the Mountain Sun and the Southern Sun, and he's a beautiful muralist. He's going through a lot of transition, and I'm so grateful and happy that he was able to actually complete a piece for us, and with so much love and gratitude, you know. We also have David Ocelot Garcia wrapping up a piece for us right now. He's actually one of the muralists down in Denver. He actually painted the mural underneath the pavilion at the Raza Park. And so if you've seen that pavilion, you've seen his work. He's a big name in the music and the art scene, and he's right now working on a beautiful, beautiful bridge for the community in Denver. So I'm really grateful that they have contributed to this auction. And, you know, and these big names are so awesome to have on our walls, but I just want to say the big energy that comes from this art movement is just the community involvement and the engagement, and all of our young artists that contributed, our young dancers who were like, what are y'all doing in here just drawing and coloring, and can I do it with y'all? I thought that was just so beautiful, and it was just the invitation that we always want to have when we go into this space, right? To be invited to be creators, to be invited to express yourself, and we want to just have that always available and accessible. So I give so much thanks to all the artists that contributed thus far, and still more to come.
Yes, more to come. My guests today have been Mario Olvera, Changa Hernandez, and Julio Amida from Michantli Dance Studio. Thank you for coming by the studio today. For KGNU, I am Rosana Longo-Better.